Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:36-39. This chapter of Holy Scripture presents the prediction of Jesus concerning the destruction of the Jewish temple by the Roman armies. Jesus describes the attitude of the people before this terrible destruction. Jesus likens the destruction of this city and the temple to his own coming. The warning of Christ is a preparation for this event. Humanity will be as they were in the days of Noah. The world was engaged in sin and rejection of the law of God. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Genesis 6:5-7. And so the flood came with great devastation, taking all life with the exception of Noah and those on the ark. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, 2 Peter 2:5. But the world refused to hear him. They chose sin over righteousness. They had no concern for the favor of God. As a result, they were destroyed. God brought in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, 2 Peter 2:5. The world that refuses to hear God and respect the law of God will face the same grave consequence. Sin brings the wrath of God. Jerusalem was destroyed because the Jews rejected the Messiah and the salvation that he offered. The fate of eternal judgment awaits the unrighteous of our time. The world thrives on sin and enjoys the pleasures of the flesh. The vast majority of our population live as heathens. The Bible and the church have no place in their life. Little or no time is given to the pursuit of godliness. God's law of holiness is treated with disdain. God has been taken from his throne of reverence, and his name is blasphemed. The flood came and took them all away. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.